Bram, Fionnuala, Marty, just three of the names you may be hearing in the months ahead. Hopefully not, because they are the names which will be given to storms here. Senior forecaster with Met Air and Gerry Murphy is with us in studio. Good morning. 21 names in total chosen by Irish, British and Dutch forecasting services. Gerry, do you put the call out to the public and they respond?
Yes. The storm names run from the 1st of September to the 31st of August of the following year, and those are the names that are used to name storms over the 12 months. 21 names are used because a few letters of the alphabet aren't used, and each of the three participating meteorological services contribute seven names. So in June this year, Met Air put out the call via social media channels and all channels that we have, our website, etc., in order to get input from the public around Ireland as to what storm names we should use, and we got a response of over 10,000 responses. And so Met Air came up with a number of names, then married those with the ones that had come up by the UK Met Office and the Dutch Met Service, and by a process of elimination, then the final list was chosen.
Brilliant. And the first storm, if it happens, will be called Amy. That was chosen by the British Met Service. But the second one will be Bram, and that came from Met Air. And what's the story behind Bram?
Well, the storms are taken to a number of factors, but one is the historical and cultural aspects of Ireland. And Bram Stoker is a very well-known Irish person who wrote the story of Dracula. So Bram got on the list. We also have their Kasia, which is a name of Polish origin, which represents the social diversity and inclusiveness in modern Ireland. And then there are a large number of human stories as well, people nominating people from their family. One in particular, Storm Gerard, was known by 35 members associated with family, as this man was battling cancer, has a great interest in the weather, and was facing his own storm in, and is facing his own storm in life. So a large number of human stories, historical, cultural stories, all blend in to make up this list.
Yeah, and Marty's on the list now. It's not Marty Morrissey, it's Marty, who was somebody's grandfather who sadly passed away in July 2013. An amazing, hardworking, reliable man, always up for a chat, loved his family. But Marty's in there as well. What are the other names then chosen from Ireland?
Well, the other ones chosen from Ireland are Fionnuala. I've mentioned Bram, then there's Fionnuala, Gerard, Kasia, Marty, Patrick and Tig. If we get to Patrick and Tig, we'll have had a very...
we'll not be happy.
We'll have a very rough winter. I do want to say, though, there is a serious element to these storm names. We began naming storms in 2015, and it is an excellent communications tool to give people focus on severe weather that's on the way. It makes people very aware of what's happening, gives a focal point for the media to talk about the weather event, and gives a focal point for warnings associated with the weather event. And storms are made when we do expect significant medium or high impact effects from the weather.
The flip side to that is, totally get your point about focusing attention, it really does. But I wonder then sometimes when you hear people saying this, is the attention too much, because it might end up not being as bad as forecast, which is good. But before the naming, that particular day would have been just called, well, it was a bit windy today, a bit windier than normal.
Yes and no. It might be a bit windier than normal with a yellow level warning, and we wouldn't name a storm for that.
Okay.
But storms are named for events where we will be issuing orange or red level warnings, and they are always pretty much significant weather events. And as well as that, one thing that does occur is the storm may hit a particular part of the country and have a very big impact, whereas some other places may not be impacted quite as highly. And then sometimes people wonder, well, there wasn't anything really happened here. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't happening somewhere else quite close by. So it is a very effective and useful tool to help keep people safe.
It's the 1st of September. It's a bit unsettled at the minute. An Indian summer on the way?
Well,
we love that question.
Well, this week it's going to be stick with the rain and showers.
What's it going to be like for the ploughing?
Still a little bit far ahead, but hopefully it'll be good.
Gerry, thank you very much. Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster with Met Air, and it's a minute to nine.